Hi, and welcome to another episode of Intuitive Conversations with Chantel and Tamara. I'm Tamara Franz.
I'm Chantel Neufeld.
And today we want to just address, I don't even think it's the elephant in the room. I think it's evident to everybody that change is in the air. We're living through a time that can look really chaotic on one level. And then on another level, I think a lot of us recognize that we've been due for a long time for a wholesale change in the way we operate, the way we live on this planet. And a lot of the systems and belief systems that have, you know, kept things running for the last few hundred or even thousand years is on its way out. And that can look pretty messy. It can look pretty chaotic and scary. But we're here to talk about hope and empowerment in a time of change.
Yeah. So the last episode we talked a lot about your Camino experience, and it's wonderful. And while you were gone, I had, you know, a couple of dark nights of the soul myself. My sister was in the hospital for a while. She has cystic fibrosis. I had some work stuff that I've had to navigate, and had some stuff in my personal life had to navigate. My daughter's getting married at the end of the summer, so there's a lot of prep, and there's a lot of, like, you know, sort of like emptiness, like you can feel it already kind of stuff happening.
Yeah.
So just like a lot of change for myself. The biggest life lesson that I had recently, of course, Sonia Choquette, who we love. She was telling a little story about disappointing others, you know, how we've gone our whole lives not wanting to disappoint anyone. But then she took the word apart. What does that mean to appoint somebody? You know, who are we appointing? Are we appointing them? Are we appointing us? So just to be like, yes, that is my goal today, to disappoint someone and to appoint myself in their stead.
Oh, fascinating.
And so when you take that lesson, you know, out of just like your personal life and just bring it overall in the grand scheme of things, with when you feel like people in politics are asking us to do something that is not in agreement with our morals, how we can give ourselves permission to pivot and choose our humanity and choose to love others and choose to, you know, make the choice that might be scary, but also that, you know, it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of that in the future. I have a feeling.
Oh yeah. Okay. So let me ask you then, for example, with your work situation, because with traditional power dynamics and in a patriarchal culture, that means hierarchies, right? Mm-hmm. And you have people who are over you. When decisions are made or things are happening in your work environment that you're not happy with and that are really affecting your performance and your ability to even come in and feel good about working in that environment, with all the work that you've done and everything that you've learned over the last few years, like what did you turn to that helped you feel empowered to address the situation in a way that might have been different years ago?
Oh, definitely. Last year, I would have navigated this much differently. I had this guided meditation that I did where I saw myself as the pentacle, like as the money. So like I was the currency. I was the money. I was the energy. And that kind of made me feel like I was like a bit of a contractor when, you know, earning money, that I didn't care if I would lose my job. And that's why it gave me the power to say, this is what's wrong. This is how I think we can fix it, in a spirit of cooperation. It wasn't a spirit of, like, you know, of war or of anything like that. It was just that old me last year would have just been like, I'm just going to do whatever they say because I need money. You know, like it was very disempowering to feel that. And this year was much, much different, more empowering. And it turned out well. I was well received. Changes are being made. We're working together. I feel like I'm working in collaboration, cooperation, and not that I'm a slave in a hierarchy.
Yeah.
So
that mind shift is so important. And I think more and more we're going to see how the dynamics do shift when we choose the route of empowerment rather than victimhood. And we see it playing out so strongly. I've I've kind of fallen away from following politics because being out of it for 6 weeks on the Camino was so lovely. I haven't been watching the news, but I do see the headlines and I know how the powers that be operate. But you see the minute someone actually stands up in their power and says, I'm not taking this BS, they step back. And I think that, we've been so conditioned to know our place and to not step out of it. And there's so much strong conditioning around that we're so hesitant to step boldly forward and assert our own power. But it makes all the difference when we do. And I think that is, the next step in our human evolution is that we learn how to step out of victimhood and into empowerment and, do away with all of these hierarchies and, I don't care if you have billions of dollars. You don't have any more power than I do.
Yeah, I'm just seeing this whole thing about like dependence and enslavement, where we give our power away to a politician, to a pastor, to a lover, when we could be in more sovereignty and empowerment. Like, there's this exchange that goes on when we don't take responsibility for our lives and we don't take responsibility to make our own choices and to have some critical thinking. We're just like, oh, they're the boss, or like, I'm just gonna do whatever they say. And you could just think that that's the way to do life, and it's not.
And we have to realize that no one is going to confer that power on us. Not even, often, not even the people who love us, because we're so conditioned into these power dynamics and nobody wants to rock the boat. Nobody wants to question or create uncomfortable situations.
You definitely have to give yourself permission to pivot to your preferences. Like, even, well, let's say, so when I was growing up, my dad was very controlling, and I didn't realize it, but going into motherhood, I kind of like had my kids be the boss of me, like that their preference mattered more than mine. And so lately I've been, baby steps pivoting to my preference, going to the restaurant I choose, like those kind of things, instead of just like, oh, whatever you
Oh,
want,
it's funny because I clicked on a Kyle Cease video the other day, and it was
That's a
something
good
about
one.
how empaths need to become more selfish, right? Which is a shocking,
Like, it's okay to be selfish. What?
but like for a woman who is raised in a conservative and fundamentalist kind of religion, and we know there's a lot of that dynamic in this area where we live. That's a shocking title, right? Because being selfish is almost the worst thing that you could be as a Christian woman, or
Yeah, there was a lot
there's,
of shame around it. Yeah.
and that has led to a lot of enslavement. And we know that there's a lot of abuse. In our area of women and girls, and
Where they think it's the right thing to do to, just give up their preference altogether in service of another. But no longer.
No
We gotta
longer.
co-create. Like, our preference matters too. It's not a win unless it's a win for everybody. It's not a win unless it's a win for us. And that goes for earning money too. I found that if it's not a win for me, like if I'm not enjoying it, if I'm not getting something out of it, whether it's in, any aspect of how I earn money, because I have a couple of different, ways to do that. But if it's not fun for me, then it's just like, no, I'm going to find something else.
It's a completely different energy. It's the energy of duty and should and have to instead of joy. And here's what I have to contribute to the world. This is coming out of my passion and my.
Yeah, but it's not the spirit of resistance. Like, last time we went for coffee, we were talking about the river, floating along the river of life, and just like either going with the flow or swimming in resistance to the current, and just the energy of that.
And Alan Watts says the beauty of the river is in its curves, right? You don't, I mean, a river that would be like a highway would not be, it would look like a canal. It wouldn't look like a river, right? The magic of the river is that it meanders and twists and winds, and we have to embrace a life that meanders.
Like go with the weather and go with the things, like just like on your journey. You were also saying a sheet of music was another
Oh,
metaphor that you gave last time, and I thought that was beautiful.
Well, that comes out of astrology and Pam Gregory, one of my favorite astrologers, who, because there's always this question, and it comes up a lot in astrology, but about life in general, like how much of this is our free will and how much is just destiny or, and in earlier times, people were a lot more subject to this idea that you have no control over your destiny, right? It's written in the stars, or it's in the hands of powerful people, and we're moving towards our true empowerment now, which is really exciting. But it also means to stop being a victim and to stop. We really have to make that mind shift
Like,
that.
yeah, you can play the music the way you want to play the music.
You can get the sheet of music. I'm going to play it differently than you will play it. And it's interesting, many, many years ago, I got free tickets to a concert, and it was a competition. It was a young performers competition in Ottawa at the Performing Arts Centre. There were three performers. So these were I guess, the top three that were vying for the big prize. Two of them were pianists, and they both played exactly the same piano concerto, Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto. And so the first person played really well. The second person came up. I knew it was going to be the same thing. And I thought, this is going to feel really long, hearing the same piece all over again, three movements. She sat down and she played three chords. And you could just tell it was completely like her mastery was different. It was magical. And like, yeah, it
It's
was
completely
completely
different.
evident that she was playing on a whole different level than this other person who had played really well, but her soul was in it, and it was amazing.
Yeah, and so like we all have different gifts, and with astrology, it's so clear that we all have like strengths and weaknesses. And I feel like I've been embracing my weaknesses lately because they're not weaknesses. Like, yes, I was shamed as a child for a lot of the things, and yes, some of the relationships in adulthood I've had to navigate, are because of the weaknesses that are listed in my astrology and stuff. But like that's how I was meant to be. That's how I play the music. And to just embrace the humanity of that. Like, and we also were talking about poker cards. Like
Oh,
when you
yes.
get it, like not everyone has all the cards, right? Like they're divided up and you have to play your
Your
hand the
hand.
way that like with the cards you're dealt with, the good cards and the bad
Yeah,
cards.
but if you master the game, you can take a crappy hand and play it like a master, right? And that's the thing about astrology, and I think this applies too for any characteristic or quality that we have, it's a neutral energy, right? Any planet, any sign is a neutral energy, but you can go into the shadow side of that energy and play it like a victim or a villain. Or you can go into the mastery side of that energy, right? And play it like a master musician or a master poker player. And we're in a time where we have to embrace mastery and take responsibility for the energies that make up who we are, the gifts, the talents, the characteristics, because we can all learn to play them with mastery. And that's true empowerment when we, stop falling into victimhood. And my mom used to tell me when I was a kid, I got into trouble or whatever. My standard response was always, "I couldn't help it. I can't help it." Total victimhood. And for me, it took a cancer journey to really realize how much I lived in victimhood and gave away my power. And it's been a journey to empowerment. But I think anytime we take on a challenge or face something difficult, like, confronting a work situation that's not working at all for us, or going to walk 800 kilometers across Spain, it builds our sense of empowerment.
It reminds me of a quote that you were sharing with me earlier from the, was it Watts? Somebody
Alan
Watts?
Watts. Oh, I love Alan Watts.
Yeah. Do you remember that quote, or do you want to read it
About,
to
was it the one
everyone?
about the river?
Yeah. And
Oh.
while you're looking that up, I had a quote that came to me this week from Eckhart Tolle. It says, "Whatever the present moment contains, accept it as if you had chosen it. Always work with it and not against it." And I love that because, like, we can just work with things and then we can co-create with life, with people. Yeah, so what is your
Okay, this
quote
one's a
there?
little longer, but
It's
yes,
bold,
I
I'll tell
recommend
you.
Alan Watts if you're on the journey to empowerment. Go on YouTube, look up Alan Watts, and you'll find multiple videos. It's very empowering. Life is movement. It is always in motion, always changing, always unfolding. And when you try to stop that movement, when you try to hold things still or force them in a particular direction, you create tension. You create friction between your expectations and reality. That friction is what we often call suffering. Think about the river. It doesn't ask where it is going. It doesn't try to skip the rocks or avoid the bends. It flows because that is its nature. And the beauty of the river is not found in its straightness, but in its curves. Likewise, your life is not meant to be a rigid line from point A to point B. It is meant to meander, to surprise you, to take you through forests you didn't plan for and valleys you never dreamed of. But if you're too busy trying to paddle upstream, you'll miss the magic of where the current is trying to take you.
Yeah,
Trust fall.
that says it all. It really says it all.
There's so much about trust, and it's very Taoist, isn't it? Recognizing where the flow of life is taking and just relaxing into it. Like those, where you go on the inner tube and just float down the current for a
Yeah.
few kilometers and then get out and
And that
it's
really
amazing.
helps when facing loss too, loss of any kind. To, just remember the circle of life and how everything has beauty in a way. Everything has lessons, and yeah, it's just a way to trust in another way.
Alan Watts also says that life is not meant to support our comfort. It's meant to push us toward growth. And that is the heroic journey, right? I think one of the most empowering things for me about embracing that model of the heroic journey is it teaches you to expect challenge in life. There's a certain way of thinking in some conservative Christianity, where if things are going hard for you, it means you're not right with God, right? And you get a diagnosis like cancer, and then it's like, well, what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong?
That's not it
Or
at all.
your child, you're experiencing hardship with your child, and where did I go wrong as a parent? And this whole belief system based on sin. A fear-based belief system, that starts with we're broken, there's something wrong with us. It pushes us to always be trying to fix the problem, fix the
Or be
problem.
perfect, and which is unattainable and
And it's
such.
so disempowering, so disempowering. But if we embrace the heroic journey, it's like I expect challenges to come because that's how heroes are made.
And I have the inner resources to navigate it.
Yeah. And you're not, I will not be called into a heroic journey if life hasn't prepared me to take it on. And so, yes, it's the trust fall into the journey. And knowing, just like I shared in our last podcast, that when the dark night of the soul comes or when there's a crisis, you can navigate it. You totally can find your way and you're never in it alone, right? The current is there. The current is always in the river.
So I guess
Yeah.
that sums it up.
So while you're watching the news and reflecting on all the chaos that's happening, the current is underneath all that. That's just all the flotsam and jetsam. That's floating down the river that's fallen in, but the current underneath is it knows where it's going.
All right.
So until next time,
Keep following your heart song.